This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in his election interference case in the southern state of Georgia Thursday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener says Trump asked to be tried separately from his 18 co-defendants.
The Georgia indictment, filed earlier this month, accuses Trump himself of 13 felony counts, including racketeering. 18 other defendants, along with Trump, face a total of 41 criminal counts, including falsely testifying to lawmakers that election fraud had occurred and urging state officials to violate their oaths of office by altering the election results.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Two former leaders of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group have received lengthy prison terms for spearheading the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
One of the organizers of the Proud Boys, Joseph Biggs, got a 17-year sentence. Zachary Rell got a 15-year sentence.
A couple years would have been enough time. These sentences are obscene.
Attorney Norm Pattis represents both men. Prosecutors say Biggs and other Proud Boys committed among the most serious crimes this court will consider, pushing the U.S. government to the edge of a constitutional crisis. Rell was seen on video spraying a chemical irritant at law enforcement officers outside the Capitol. Prosecutors say he repeatedly lied about that assault when he testified at his trial.
As far as I'm concerned, they're patriots. They're not terrorists, and I don't care what the court has to say about it.
The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is expected to be sentenced next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council on Thursday renewed the mandate for its peacekeeping force in Lebanon for another year after tense debate around the troops' freedom of movement. The resolution passed with 13 votes in favor and Russia and China abstaining and keeps the force in place until August 31st, 2024. This is VOA News. The vote was originally scheduled for Wednesday, but postponed for further negotiations. The resolution was passed only a few hours before the mission's authorization was set to expire. The United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, has been in place since 1978. The force is tasked with creating a buffer between Israel and Lebanon, who are still technically at war. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea, an ongoing crisis in Myanmar, and the war in Ukraine are key issues that will be addressed by Vice President Kamala Harris at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Summit, next week in Jakarta, Indonesia. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakiswara has this report.
When Vice President Kamala Harris was in Southeast Asia last year, in a rebuke to Beijing, she stopped by Palawan Island in the Philippines, just 330 kilometers east of the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. In Jakarta, Indonesia next week, to meet leaders of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Harris will also discuss this vital maritime route, where there are overlapping claims by China, Taiwan, and four ASEAN members, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei. Leaders meeting in Jakarta will also deal with another key challenge. The Indonesian capital has been one of the world's top most polluted cities this month as authorities grapple with a spike in toxic smog. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil's Supreme Court is expected to rule next week against attempts by the country's powerful farm lobby to limit land claims by indigenous peoples to areas they occupied before 1988. Lawyers and indigenous rights advocates believe a majority of the 9-member court will vote by Wednesday to reject the date restriction on the grounds it is unconstitutional. Indigenous groups celebrated a crucial vote on Thursday by Justice Cristiano Zanin, but ensured the 1988 cutoff date would be rejected by the court. Minors in the U.S. southern state of Arkansas will still be able to create social media accounts without parental permission, at least for now. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
A federal judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing a new law that would have required parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. The judge granted a preliminary injunction requested by NetChoice, a tech industry trade group whose members include X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook parent Meta. Similar restrictions have been enacted in Utah, Texas, and Louisiana, but Arkansas was the first scheduled to take effect. In a 50-page ruling, the judge said NetChoice was likely to succeed in its challenge to the Arkansas law's constitutionality and questioned the effectiveness of the restrictions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Richard Green for